fallout from Saudi oil attack.
We got a lot of oil. We got a lot of gas.
No quick end to auto strike.
If it goes more than a week, then you got kind of a ripple effect that will really hurt GM's earnings.
Inside an ISIS prison.
Prisoners who told us they were American.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. It might not be long before gas prices begin to inch up. Oil prices have already shot higher after the weekend attack on oil facilities in Saudi Arabia. And CBS's Weijia Jiang tells us the big question is, will there be a U.S. military response to the attack?
President Trump downplayed concerns about oil and gas prices while campaigning in New Mexico.
You know, a few years ago, if we had a problem like you saw 2 days ago in the Middle East, we would have been in a panic.
Earlier in the day, the president stopped short of blaming Iran for the attacks on two Saudi oil plants, but indicated it was likely Iran.
We want to find definitively who did this.
The president's secretaries of state and defense have both blamed Tehran in tweets, and CBS News has learned U.S. intel officials believe Iran was behind the attack. On the one hand, the president practiced restraint.
I don't want war with anybody. I'm somebody that would like not to have war.
On the other, keeping the possibility of using military action open.
This was a very significant attack.
Former CIA acting director Michael Morrell says the U.S. may have little choice.
And it's not only Iran that's under pressure here, but they can put pressure back on us. We have to deter them.
Well, now to Afghanistan. CBS's Charlie Daggett in Kabul tells us more than 30 people were killed today in a pair of bombings.
It happened in the middle of a crowd near an election rally for President Ashraf Ghani. We contacted his spokesman who told us President and his entourage were unhurt and, as a matter of fact, even continued that rally anyway. The second one, that happened here in Kabul, maybe around 200 yards from the U.S. embassy.
A U.S. Green Beret died in Afghanistan yesterday, the 17th U.S. fatality this year. The U.S. Army says it expects to have 68,000 new soldiers in uniform for the fiscal year that ends in 2 weeks. That would hit a lower enlistment goal put in place after the Army failed to hit targets last year for the first time in more than a decade. Well, General Motors held discussions with a striking United Auto Workers Union, but there were no apparent breakthroughs.
The UAW sees a company that won't share big profits. LMC Automotive analyst Jeff Schuster says GM has seen its profits dry up before and is worried it could happen again.
We do see a slowdown on the horizon in a very competitive market. I think it's going to be quite challenging to get something that works for both sides at this point.
Negotiations are described as tense. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
Now to the southeast and the story of a woman and her four children reported missing over the weekend. CBS's Peter King says there's been an arrest and a grim discovery.
32-year-old Casey Jones and her four children were last seen near their home about 60 miles north of Orlando weeks ago. Now her husband Michael is under arrest in southeast Georgia. Marion County, Florida Sheriff Billy Woods.
True evil poked its head up here in Marion County. That's about the only best way to describe it.
Woods says Brantley County, Georgia deputies arrested Michael Jones after a car crash. His wife's body discovered inside the vehicle. He says Jones led the deputies to those of his children who were 1, 2, 5, and 10. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
General Mills is recalling more than 500,000 pounds of gold medal unbleached all-purpose flour because of possible E. coli contamination. A medical examiner has come back with findings in the death of the Cars frontman, Rick Ocasek. He died of heart disease, made worse by emphysema. Overseas now, it's election day in Israel.
Prime Minister Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu is fighting for his political survival after failing to form a government following elections 5 months ago. His base remains strong.
Bibi is part of the Israeli political landscape. I believe in Netanyahu.
But he has been dogged by corruption scandals.
I won't be voting for Bibi. I'm ready for change.
Netanyahu faces a tough challenge from former General Benny Gantz. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
Correspondent Holly Williams takes us to northeastern Syria and a rare look inside a prison that's holding ISIS fighters.
The prison is like the United Nations.
You're from Holland. You're from the Netherlands.
Except everyone here is accused of joining ISIS.
I'm from Germany.
They signed up for an Islamic paradise, but ended up living 50 to a cell. some with terrible injuries from the battlefield.
You're American?
Yes.
Lirim Soleimani told us he left his home in Chicago to live under ISIS in 2015, and he's unrepentant.
The choices that I made in somebody's eyes are the wrong choices, so I faced jail time.
Were they the wrong choices in your eyes? Do you think you made the wrong choices?
No, just wanted to live under Islamic law.
If they escape, there are fears they'll rejoin ISIS insurgents who continue to carry out attacks.
The government says the Northern Hemisphere has just gone through its hottest summer on record. In our Eye on Earth segment today, a look at the impact of that rising heat.
There is evidence that as the planet warms up, it compounds natural disasters.
We can actually see a very strong correlation between the extreme weather events of the last few decades, especially the last 5-10 years, and climate change.
Jonathan Foley is an environmental scientist and the executive director of Project Drawdown. He says the atmosphere is becoming more turbulent.
It's like adding heat to a big kettle of water. It's going to get more energy in it. It's going to get more violent.
Climate change is bringing stronger storms, hotter heat waves, more severe droughts. It's also making severe weather more frequent. Bud Mishkin, CBS News.
The heat was on at NBC's Saturday Night Live when a brand new member of the cast was found to have been in a recent video where he used racial slurs while making fun of Asians. Now SNL has fired Shane Gillis. Matthew Bellany of The Hollywood Reporter.
All of the signs were out there for SNL to find the things that would have been red flags. But it does beg the question, how did NBC miss all this?
By the way, some folks have weighed in on social media. They may have hit a new low on ABC's Dancing with the Stars.
From the White House press podium to the TV dance floor.
With his partner Lindsay, it's Sean Spicer.
Spicer wore a neon green pirate shirt with ruffles down the front as he opened on the bongos, then boogied with his partner to the Spice Girls hit Spice Up Your Life. He ended his routine on ABC, sliding down the center of the floor on his knees. Judge Bruno Tognoli said it looked like the former Flack was being attacked by a swarm of wasps. Score? 12 out of 30. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Well, for the first time, a person has completed a swim across the English Channel four times without stopping. 37-year-old Sarah Thomas, an endurance swimmer from Colorado, did it, refueling with liquid formula along the way. It took her 54 hours to do it. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.